We're going on the air. Look, you okay, honey?
We had a little accident. The birds got their nails done.
Okay, let's start this show off the proper way here.
All right.
Okay, honey, it's all right.
Yeah. Same thing, yeah. You ready to go, boo?
You okay, sweetie?
Yeah, baby. My sweetie, come here. You okay?
This is Mark Marshall, and I'm proud to say that my music is being played here on the 24-hour music channel at bbsradio.com, where there's anything but the mainstream, and they truly do love independent music. You can find out more about me at markmarshall.com, and stay tuned to BBS Radio.
Monica out here, buddy, is ready to do the YouTube After the Show program already. Steve Barish has got his new video camera working over there. It's a real class act here. Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Munnergy Energy Show on August, I think it's the 21st. I haven't even looked today. I believe it's somewhere in there. And buddy's over here behind me. If you look at the image on the Ustream, he looks like he's an angel bird. He's got that etheric look, but you don't sound too etheric. You sound kind of loud. He's been a handful. We had to try to get the right harmonica on there to play along with. That. So not many harmonicas here. I can't get the right one quick enough for the song. Is Steve Barish out there?
Yes, I am, Fred.
How are you doing out there?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. Don's going to help me tomorrow get on Ustream, so I'll be able to see everything clearer.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be good. And
Your buddy Boo?
Yes, I do.
He's all over YouTube. He's got about an hour and a half of YouTube now.
Wow.
Yeah, he's and the Bella Boo fell off my shoulder because they got their nails done last week.
You okay, sweetie?
Yeah, luckily she landed on the floor, on the carpet. You okay, baby? Yeah, she's a little upset about that, but whenever they get their nails clipped, they can't hold on too good, so you end up dumping birds off your shoulder. And their wings are clipped, so that's even worse. They land pretty hard, you know.
Right.
Did you have a hard landing? Are you okay? Yeah. She had a hard landing. So what have you been up to all week?
Just working pretty hard, Fred. Just working pretty hard. Just
start working.
Huh?
When did you start working?
Oh, God, since I've been 16 years old.
I thought you were a hot rodder and you just played around.
Well, I'm doing my hot rodding stuff, too. There's a lot of shows going on during the week out here.
Yeah.
So I take my car out and have a lot of fun during the week.
Yeah. Somebody called on my Corvette for sale. Hope I can sell it.
That would be nice.
But it's too low to the ground. You know, that thing is a 1,000-horsepower machine, but it's only an inch off the ground.
Really?
The roads are a little rough, you know. I don't want to scrape up the undercarriage, the fairing, you know, the spoiler on the front. air yeah. dam or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
You have to have that. That car goes 200, it doesn't have that working, you'll blow off the road.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I don't need a 200-mile-an-hour car. 180 is fast enough.
That's fast.
Yeah. Well, yours will do that too, won't it?
Yeah, I just, it does 100 miles an hour in second gear, so it's a pretty fast car.
And what, a 5-speed?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a 5-speed overdrive?
Yeah, 5-speed overdrive. It's 610 horsepower at the
engine. Oh, yeah, that'll easily do 200. Is what rear end's in it?
It's got a Dana 3, I think it's a 359, 3 something like that.
A 355 or a 308?
Yeah, 355.
Yeah, that's fast. That's a good rear end. That's a good
yeah.
rear end. What's your low gear ratio on first gear, do you know?
No, I don't know, Fred. All I know is it sets you right back to the seat and you can't move.
Yeah. There's usually a 256 gear or a 220 gear. The 220
yeah.
is a little hard on clutches with a 355 rear end, so it's probably a
250?
56. Yeah.
256?
Pretty good low. For
yeah.
higher rear end.
It's a lot of fun to drive.
Yeah.
A lot of fun to drive.
So tell me, what's going on with your computer over there?
Well, I got Skype, but I'm afraid to hit the button. I don't want to disconnect from you.
Oh,
so,
what are you on? You're on Skype right now?
I'm on Skype, and I don't see you because I'm afraid to press the button. I'm afraid of shutting everything off, so...
Yeah, you're not transmitting to me because I'm on Ustream right now.
Right, and Don says he'll help me tomorrow get on Ustream so I'll be able to see everything.
It's really cool. You know, when you look at the counter, it has a counter telling you how many connections. It'll tell me how many people are watching.
Wow.
But it says number of viewers, but it's just connections.
And right.
It's funny, when the show starts, it starts running like a speedometer. It goes ding, 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 ding.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's up to 34, and it'll by the another 5 minutes will probably be up to 54. It just keeps running up there, you know?
Right.
People like the show.
I know they do.
And if you look at Ustream, the average shows over there, they're about 20. Well, you got to have to mellow out a little bit, dude. You're taking all the energy here. And I couldn't get him to do that the other night on YouTube, but now he's all revved up.
It sounds like he's really revved tonight.
He is. He's wired. He's a, oh yeah, he's a, you know, May was his birthday, the 23rd, so, boo.
Is he starting to feel his oats, Fred?
Oh, is he ever.
Oh, really?
He chews up baseboards every day. He loves to chew baseboards. Him and Bella were
right,
early
right.
running around the living room, weren't you guys? You okay? Yeah, quiet. Such a good co-host.
Yeah.
The other one, sometimes Bella doesn't feel like doing a show. She'll stay out at the other end of the house.
Uh-huh.
So he'll come on, and he chews my ear and chews my hat, and you know
right.
what I mean? She just sits there
right.
and just meditates with me, don't you, baby? You okay? You just fell off Dad. We didn't want you falling off Dad. Wasn't very good. No. Dad, drop. You don't dump your...
Wow,
hey,
she's
hey.
Really going to town, or he's really going to town.
Yeah. We're trying to do a show here. Put a show. You know, birds have their own imagination.
I can imagine.
And they expect the world to be holographically, you know, angled around them.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give you an update. Hey, I'm going to pour water in your head. Quiet. Oh, yeah,
hello.
Caller, it sounds like.
Yes, hi.
Huh?
Is this Dr. Bell?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, Dr. Bell. This is a complete surprise. My name is Elizabeth. Elizabeth M. Oh, my gosh. I'm having problems with the computer. It booted me off again, so it was my first time trying to access the radio show, which I just read about, so it's new to me, you understand? And
so you're a newbie, I call you a newbie.
I'm a new caller, that's right. But I'm an old follower of yours. I have your nuclear receptor, and I've had it. I don't know, maybe more than 20 years.
How many? Six?
Yes. And I got it at the Whole Life Expo. And so, and I have your book, and I have the pyramid-shaped devices for your to wear on your head. So I'm not new to you. I'm aware of who you are, and I was very excited to listen to your show on the Internet. And if I must have a question, I just wanted to catch up with you and all the news. I'm sure you're such a fascinating person. I just started to look and review at one of your websites, which explains a little bit of your background and history.
Yeah.
So I was just all ears about hearing new information, metaphysical information. And I'm not sure exactly what the show is about since I haven't heard 1 minute of it. But
so what we do is we create a different show every time we get on the air. We never have two shows the same or even close. Steve and I always, of course, we always open up talking about our wannabe race car days from the days we used to do that.
Right.
And then we talk about, we BS back and forth, and then we get into something, And then somebody calls like you, and then we start talking to you, So we let the callers determine it. Sometimes I format my show. I have a new book out, and a lot of the people that are in my book will be coming on, but the book's not, I can't bring the people until they read the book, and they haven't read it yet. So therefore, we haven't had any guests for quite a while, which gives us an open forum. But when it gets real structured like that, we might go 3 or 4 months and never have anything but guests. So where are you calling from anyway?
Oh, I live in Marina Del Rey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where that is. My dad used to have a place up there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place near the ocean. So I've been here for a while. I'm originally from Austria. I speak German. But I have...
Deutsch, huh? Do you speak a little Deutsch?
No, I don't.
Okay. You listen to it, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He listens, but he doesn't speak it. So how long have you been over here?
Oh, since I was 7 years old.
Oh, you've been over here a while.
Yeah.
Where did you live over in Germany?
Oh, actually, Austria. I lived in near south of Vienna, 200 miles in a small village.
Oh, yeah.
But I go
I
back
love
there.
Wien. Wien is my favorite town over there. Wien, Vienna. And that's a gorgeous country. I think Austria, I used to go to Salzburg a lot, but it's just the lakes that there and they have salt mines, and it's a gorgeous country.
I love Salzburg. Yes.
Yeah.
We go visit there, my family, because my brother, who passed away, he has the two children, and we visit them. So, and I have a sister in Munich, Germany that I visit. I'm talking to Dr. Fred Bell. It's so exciting. Oh, yeah. My friend just ordered your receptor. He got it. He already got it. He's been wearing it for years, he said. He's new to it.
Oh, cool.
Okay, he's not new.
I've had it for 10 years.
Get out of here. You didn't have it for 10 years. Yeah? Oh, my gosh, how time flies.
Yeah, I used to live in München, and then we moved from Munich not Starnberg, but Hersching. And we'll say that the Hersching had a place on the lake there for a while. We used to sell a lot of receptors over there.
Oh, uh-huh.
We had a lot of fun in Germany. That country is wide open for what we do. We sell a lot of stuff over there all the time in Switzerland.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's amazing, Fred. I didn't know you lived over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a house in Laguna and a house over there. It was beautiful.
Wow.
I had a condo right on the water. I used to get up in the morning and walk 10 feet to a lake. 10 feet.
Wow.
And then I'd feed the duck. I always had birds.
Beautiful.
So, and then Steve Barish is my sidekick. And if you go to Houston, you can act with stuff. This show is actually on television, too. You can watch it, videos. And then
really?
Yeah. It's over on
YouTube.
You type in ustream.com, and then it's called The Fred Bell Show.
Oh.
We have
on
more
TV?
Yeah, The Fred Bell Show.
Okay, I'll have to research that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of archives, a lot of video archives. And we got a new book. Do you know about our new book?
No, I wanted to ask you the name of it.
It's called The Inside Track.
Inside Track. And you said it will come out soon.
Well, we're taking orders for it now. We before we send it off to a publisher where they edit it, mm-hmm. we have an unabridged version for $88 that we're taking orders on now. We're only printing 1,000 of those. And then
wow.
we're printing of a leather-bound one that's quite a bit more expensive with color pictures and stuff. Sort of like Manly P. Hall used to do with his book. He'd have the street version for $40 or $50, and then he'd have one for $500, $600, $700, $800 with all the, you know, the big giant size with the big pictures in it. So it's a cool book. I think you'll like it. The history of physics and the history of the New World Order and drug companies and how they're trying to harm you and how to defend yourself.
Well, that's exactly kind of the line of thought that I'm interested in right now. I just ordered the book, I'm reading The Atlantean Conspiracy, on an online book. It's fascinating. And I ordered the character from Jekyll Island, the creature from Jekyll Island.
Yeah, that sounds like President Bush. Bush.
No, it's about J.P. Morgan, and Jekyll Island is an island off Georgia.
Georgia, I know. That's where the
Federal Reserve.
Reserve Bank was set up there, I know.
I'm learning all about that. And did you ever hear about the Atlantean Conspiracy?
The what?
The book, it's online called The Atlantean Conspiracy. And it opens up with all pictures of the lineage of Bush all the way down, like he's the, the 30th cousin to the Queen Elizabeth. They're all related. They all have the same DNA.
So is Osama bin Laden, too. He's related, too.
Yeah.
That's why they have the bin Laden family out, you know.
Yeah, that's what this Atlantean conspiracy tells you all about that, you know. First it starts off with that, and then it goes into religion, and oh my gosh, it's just unbelievable. It solves a lot of mysteries that people have been, you know, led to believe all about different religions, and it exposes the propaganda is what it does, that we all live by, you know, all the big machines that move us. All the calendar days and, you know, months. And, it's unbelievable. You know, it makes you wonder what this world is really about, how we are brainwashed and to believe everything, you know, and starting with school.
Yeah, this is what the front cover of my book says. It's the complete history of science and how it became deadly on the watch of this one world order and how to sidestep their activities. And it says psychology, medicine, and psychiatry continue to take, when influenced by lobbyists, private companies, wealthy elite individuals, government departments with hidden agendas. Mm-hmm. The history of science and the minds behind the technology, how science and technology have evolved due to international politics, how to keep your body and mind healthy and protect yourself from internationally distributed viruses, poisons, chemicals, and heavy metals dumped from the sky, ELF waves,
There's so much happening. The chemtrails and now the cell phone towers that they use for mind programming, and now they want to put them all in schoolyards and, you know, teach children to be slaves, you know, and there's a whole program starting on how they're going to treat children so that they become more lamb-like and more dumbed down and have no creativity. It's frightening.
We call them Hitler Youth Movement.
The youth movements.
The Hitler Youth Movement.
Oh, you want to talk to him? Yeah. Al wants to talk to you a little while.
Okay.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Bell. Yeah, you used to believe that religion was the opium of the masses. Now it's medicine is the opium of the masses.
Oh, yeah. I wrote a lot about the drug companies.
Yeah.
You know, half of these guys on the board of these big drug companies have been indicted at various times in their life for all kinds of fraud and stuff.
Right.
I cover that in my book. I mean, all the big drug companies, all those people that started them or had them have been in serious trouble with the law over the years.
Right. It's really you know, you can't fault all the doctors because the doctors are misinformed. They're they're brainwashed by the AMA and everything that gives their licenses. They have to prescribe all these medicines, and they don't tell anybody that it's going to damage their liver and their kidneys in a couple of years. And they're really trained to scare everybody into believing that if you don't take these blood pressure pills, you're going to get a heart attack and you're going to get a stroke and you're going to die. And if you don't keep coming and taking these pills, you're basically, you're going to be dead.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I like, their favorite thing right now is the Tamiflu. Off the Tamivar, which is basically, there's a vector or a chemical in the chemtrails that when you get the second shot of Tamiflu, it causes you to, you know, get very sick. But
yeah,
based on, it relies on the vector that's put in the chemtrails. Secondly, it's laced with the ingredients of angel dust, which, you know, a lot of these effectors and all of these drugs are, that's why these kids kill themselves, because it's, you know, angel dust, after a while, it puts your brain, it puts you in a hypnotic trance.
Yeah.
And you start living your fantasies, and if you have negative...
It makes them think they're Superman and they can jump off a building.
Yeah, or kill people or even destroy themselves without any, you know, karma.
Well,
yeah.
Well, Elizabeth and I are just disgusted by chemtrails, and we always want to know, and we want to know from you, you know, what is the biggest organization that's really organized?
Tavistock is running the whole show. In my book, Tavistock, Tavistock Institute out of Britain. They're running the whole thing. They've been running it since 1921.
And what's the most organized movement against it?
There's a lot of them. This Sheriff Mack, who's got this Truth or Oath group, he's organizing all the sheriffs in the country, because the sheriff actually has more power than the feds in any given area. And when they start coming out with the, you know, the troops, all the foreign troops that they've been exercising lately to do forced vaccinations, the sheriffs are going to, like, you know, tell them they can't enforce it on the citizens, because the military law is different than civilian law. There's a lot of stuff. I got all these organizations keynoted in my book. Every one of them is in there with a website address so you can go to them.
Yeah, Dr. Fred's got a new book called Inside Track, and that's got all that information in it.
Yeah, it's all in there.
Did you used to live in Malibu?
Yeah, I lived in Malibu for a while, but I was up on Winding Way, but I've always had a house in Laguna.
Right, yeah, we're aware you're in Laguna, but I ran into a lady that was wearing the receptor when I was wearing mine, and I said, oh, there's a... we're brother and sisters with the nuclear receptors, and she told me that she had got hers for free at a party you had at the Harmonic Convergence in your house in Malibu in 1987.
Yeah. Well, actually, the Harmonic Convergence thing, we did that up in San Francisco at
okay.
the Jack Tar Hotel, and we levitated 60 people.
Okay.
It was really cool.
Yeah, she was at a party at your house in Malibu.
No, we had birthday parties and a lot of parties at my house. I had a big place in Malibu up on Winding Way. It was just down the street from David Carradine, who was a dear friend of mine, and Barbara Streisand that lived nearby.
Yeah.
And it's just past Pepperdine, about 4 miles or so, University.
Uh-huh.
And we had a house there for a long time. It was my friend's house, and we shared it. But I always had the house in Laguna.
I thought David was in Tarzana.
Who's that?
I thought David Carradine was in Tarzana.
He might have been as of late, but back when, in the old days, when we hung around, he was in Malibu. His kids used to run around in the yard. They're all growing up now, but he had those little kids. They'd be out playing in the yard and stuff. We're talking early 80s here. That's when I was there.
Well, we ran into him at the pumpkin festival. He had his kids there in Calabasas about 6 or 7 years ago or something.
Yeah, he was probably still living in Malibu. Yeah, did he do his magic fire trick for you or for your kids or anything? He used to do a lot of little magic tricks.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Even as of a year ago, he was still playing in his band locally there.
Oh, yeah, we did a show with him February. Steve, you met him, right?
I met him for about 3 minutes, I think. Yeah. But not very long.
Yeah.
He was a cool guy.
Yeah. Yeah, David was a good man. He was, I'll tell you one thing, he could sure as hell drink, boy. That guy could do a shot of brandy and never even notice it, you know. He was amazing that way. All that kung fu training.
Yeah.
His wife was pretty cool. His wife was hanging out, in our booth. The whole show, remember that?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. He looked very tall to me, Fred. He looked about like 6'3 or 6'2.
Yeah, he's real tall.
Like
real tall.
Very
real,
tall
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. Well, he was he did a good job on his did you see his Tai Chi program on the PBS?
No. By the way, I met his martial arts teacher of all the years. A Japanese fellow or Chinese guy?
Yeah.
And his name. What a cool guy he was. He was just a bundle of love. He loved David. You know, he was the guy that went all the way back to the Kung Fu series.
Oh yeah.
But the funny thing about his martial arts teacher, I know he was probably older than me, and he didn't look a day over 40. Whatever that guy does, he practices what he preaches. That guy was so frigging cool, his teacher. He'd been with him for, 30 years? He looked like he's 40, so that means if he was 40, he started out when he was 10 years old. But no, David had some really cool people around him. I like the band. You know, they played at the New Life Expo that we did, or the Love Expo, whatever it was, in L.A. And I was really looking forward to seeing them again this February. We were really looking forward to hanging out. And it was going to be kind of sad without him around now.
Well, I think it's a whole cover-up, and they're not telling the truth about it.
Well, what we thought was back, and I know this for a fact, that his martial arts styles, where there was a lot of jealousy. There's a lot of jealousy in that business, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows? Who cares about his sex life? But it could have been a hit from one of those, you know, those mafia martial arts gangs to make it look like a sex crime. Because if he had that weird practice and he's been doing it for a long time, there was no reason for him to kill himself over it. You know what I mean?
Well, it didn't sound right what happened with Bruce Lee either.
No. Well, it might have been the Bruce Lee people, the devotees that did Carradine, and there was a big rivalry between those two camps.
Yeah, because Bruce Lee had a lot of enemies from way back when.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Chinese hated him, and you know, because he was raised over here in San Francisco, he grew up over here. The other one that's pretty interesting is my homeboy from, he's from Kalamazoo, and I'm from Ann Arbor, Steven Seagal.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Steven Seagal, he's just a plain badass. You know, nobody messes with him. I've often wondered, and my friend Wesley Snipes is a tremendous, I mean, Wesley Snipes has got all the Bruce Lee moves. I've seen him in action, you know, I've seen his body when he has his bathing suit on. He's got those same kind of muscles and same kind of build as Bruce Lee had, only he's just a little bigger.
So Bruce Lee was one of the first people to use electric muscle stimulator?
Yeah, that's right. I remember reading about that, yeah.
Yeah, he was he was so into it. He was just into, and he was into health, and he was in such incredible shape. It just doesn't make sense that a few headache pills could have done him in.
Yeah. He might have had a head injury or something. Who knows?
You know, it just...
Well, they said in his book that Orientals were having trouble with aspirin, different things of that nature, that a lot of people were allergic to that. Orientals were allergic to.
Well, you know, Tamiflu, they're allergic to that. In Japan, if you're under 19, you're not allowed to take it.
Really?
Yeah, they killed a lot of kids over there, a lot of them. That stuff's poison.
It didn't make sense how his son got killed on the set with a loaded gun, because those things are supposed to be checked before the actors.
Oh, yeah, Brandon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know of any other case where somebody got killed on the set with a loaded gun.
Yeah, so, well, obviously somebody put a real bullet in it. I mean, that is 100% true. I mean, obviously that was a setup.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But what was weird is that I've got, you know, I've got a blank pistol. I've got I used to have a few of them, and most of them have a thing, a rod in the barrel. You know, they look like a real gun. They shoot like a real gun. They sound like a real gun. They flash like a real gun, but they got a blockage in the barrel.
Yeah.
I can't believe they were using a 44 Magnum. You know,
well,
a real one. Shooting blanks through a 44 Magnum, the concussion just
they
alone would be tremendous.
Job of the prop people and the set director to check all those things, especially when it comes to firearms. They're supposed to have a firearms expert on hand to make sure that that doesn't happen because for insurance reasons, you know, that it doesn't make any sense. It's, you know, they're supposed to be three people double-checking those things.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So you still have contact
with... Oh, do you still have contact with Sim Yossi?
No, I haven't had that in a long time. It's been a long time since that. Pleiadians have been gone out of my life since 1989 or so. It's been a real long time.
Oh.
Wow.
We've had an Andromedan contact
what
out here.
What about Billy Myers?
Huh?
Does he have any contact?
Elizabeth wants to know when's the last time you had any communication with him.
With who?
With Billy Myers.
Oh, it's years. Billy and I never got along too well.
Okay.
He claimed to be the only contactee of Semyasi, which is not true. I remember Brad Steiger's wife, Sherry, had very cool contact, had some encounters with her that only she and Semyasi knew about, that Semyasi told me about, and when I reiterated them to Sherry, she said, yeah, that's true, this happened, and then she would give me some more information that I already had that Semyasi had given her. So it was proven, you know, that this communication was real. And I know a couple other people that had contact with her, too. I wasn't the only one. But Billy, of course, if you know, he would say to anybody that, anyone that besides him, you know, that they were phony. So I was doing a seminar in Switzerland. I don't know if it was in Bern or Zurich. I'm trying to remember where it was. It was near where he lived. And his wife, he was married to Penelope at the time, shows up with six goons, you know, just basically goons. That's what his trip had evolved to, you know, he had to have bodyguards.
Yeah.
You know, and they tried to break up my seminar. So they were physically ejected by the local people that lived there in my seminar. Thrown out. They were literally grabbed by the arm and tossed out of the seminar, all seven of them.
Huh. Well, it seems that somebody that would try to do that obviously has something to hide, obviously.
Now, that's not what I call the Pleiadian way, you know? That's not the way you behave.
The path of enlightenment.
Yeah, should have been transferred to a prison planet or something. Of course, maybe this one is, but maybe that's why he's here. But still, no excuse for that.
You know Dick Sutphin?
Yeah. No, he is, yeah. He lectures on the same circuit I do.
The same what?
Same lecture circuit. We run into him, and even Billy Myers people come out and, you know, on our lecture circuit, places where we go to lecture.
Oh, okay. Elizabeth wanted to ask you a question, but it was very good talking to you, Dr. Bell. But here's
you have a nice evening.
I just wanted a quick question. Are the aliens helping our planet?
Oh, yeah. They always have been. Matter of fact, when I was doing some research on the chemtrails, I ran across this guy. I forget his name. Very famous guy, though, but it was new to me. And he is probably one of the more advanced theoretical physicists of our time right now. And on his website, he has pictures of sylphs cleaning up the, you know, the chemtrails, which is really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, Steve, I forgot to tell you about that. It's in my book, too. his name. I want to actually bring him on a show, but I had so many new people. I mean, like guys like Leonard Susskind, Michio Kaku, the normal mainstream string theory guys, that I talked to will be on the show. But this guy was new. He was a brand new guy, but he's very famous, and he's very smart. But he's also very spiritual, And so he's into nature spirit. So he brings the nature spirit thing to the table, and I bring the ET thing to the table. So we all bring something. A lot of people are bringing the ET thing to the table, but as far as I'm concerned, the Andromedans are, we're doing what's called divine intervention, and that's happening with the projectors that we have. That's an Andromedan project that I got involved with back in 81, and it cost me to spend $500,000 getting it to the street, but it's here now,
What is it? And what is it? A device?
Steve, tell her about the projector.
Yeah, it's called a holographic projector. It's approximately about 9 inches long and about 5 inches wide, and it's really an incredible piece of work. What it does actually is it brings the universe right into your room, but more than that, you can actually ask for things. And I know Dr. Fred and I have both asked for things, and we've gotten them instantaneously. So it's quite a gift that the Andromedans gave Dr. Fred, and it really does work. It's something that's been out for about a year and a half now, and it's quite powerful.
Oh,
very,
sorry
very
about
powerful.
The one that you wear around your neck too.
Oh, I have a very big necklace that I got from Fred. It's all it's platinum, and it's a projector. And I think there's only three or four of us wearing those necklaces. And I've got diamonds in mine, and I've been able to create a lot of healing, really, really spiritual healing with these necklaces. So they really do work, and they're very, very powerful. It's something you should really look into on his website. I think you would find it very, very interesting.
Oh, yes. I'm into healing, of course, saving us, the planet, and things like that, of course.
Well, if you can, you can actually ask to have the planet healed, and it'll actually do that. So there's a lot that you can do with this, and it's they're filled with love and compassion, and it'll make you a better person, that's for sure.
Hmm.
Yeah, it works on quantum entanglement and holographic projection.
And I'm sorry, what you said, astral projections?
No, it works on quantum entanglement and holographic projection. It's the area that we have been dealing with pretty intently, and we pretty much set the standards for that field. And
yes.
Now we're moving into the effect, and the effect is a new field. Over at Princeton, they call it quantum biology. So what we do now is now in theoretical physics considered a practical application of physics into the human body. So that is a whole new field out there called quantum biology.
You should get a Nobel Prize for that, Dr. Bell.
What now?
I think you should get a Nobel Prize for inventing that or bringing that to the Earth. That's a major breakthrough.
Yeah, well, the closest I've come to one of those is back when I wrote Death of Ignorance. Was my first book. I wrote a chapter on oxygen and how it works chemically and switches and how the pyramid works with hemoglobin.
Oh.
And what pyramid energy is. And I got a call, I forget the guy's name, but I got a call from a guy who had just won a Nobel Peace Prize in medicine. And he said that he would not have won that prize had he not read this book that I wrote, because it gave him the inspiration and some of the foundation for his work. So that's, I consider that sort of kind of getting close to one,
Yes, that's right. So you see how the brain works. It unlocks these things.
Oh, yeah.
So then we get these breakthroughs through these vibrations, I guess, or just contact, you know.
Well, the interesting part about it is that Fred's right on the cutting edge of everything.
Right.
And he's really important, and it's very, very important to listen to what he says because he really knows his stuff.
Well, I'm a student of the stuff. How's that?
That's good.
I'm a student of the stuff. I don't know, like, toe theory of everything, you know? Yeah. I'm that book covers a lot of this stuff, though.
I'll be staying tuned. But that book that you mentioned, it sounded like Debbie O's stuff regarding the Sheriff Max and the... Regarding
Sheriff Max, M-A-C-K, yeah. And United Oath. You can look him up on the internet.
Okay.
He's got a very high web presence. Alex Jones has a lot of stuff about him, too.
Okay. Well, I know there's so much to learn. Oh, my goodness, it's like a college education. Where to begin? You know, there's all these piece and ends, and wow, it's like you're like a freight train, and you're in the front, you know, and we're going to follow you.
We have fun.
Yeah. I'll be getting your book, and is it going to be available in bookstores or online?
The unabridged version. When I sell it to a publisher, it'll be available in the bookstores. Right now we're just printing 1,000 copies to special people.
Yes.
When you go to a publisher, always takes things out and adds things, and so they abridge the book, and this will be unabridged.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the full on. We did this before with my book, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light. That's just my last book.
Mm-hmm.
And that became a bestseller in the New Age, genre, but...
missed that book. I have to get that one as well. I missed that one.
That one's only $27, and it's available at Amazon, or we have them here.
Okay.
And that book originally was called The Secret Promise, and we printed, 1,000 copies of that, sold out for 4 weeks. Then the publisher picked it up, Baird Publishing Company picked that one up, and they changed a lot of it. They changed about 15% or 18%. Didn't hurt the book any, but it just took some of the stuff out and changed things around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people probably like that better, that's what they do.
When you mentioned crystals of light, are you referring to quartz crystals?
No, it's just a book title. They're in there. We work with quartz crystals. We shoot lasers into them.
Mm-hmm.
Which creates what's called SPDC, spontaneous down conversion, and that's a physics term that quantum entangles. So you could send healing into a quartz crystal and send it to somebody, visualize it and send it.
Oh, yeah?
The projector will focus that, and this is an accepted theorem now in quantum physics. It's not something I made up. It's something that is a fact of science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a breakthrough to know, I don't know lasers at all. I'm just a common person. I'm not a scientist, but to know how to properly insert the laser to be a healing laser, you know?
Yeah, well, you shoot it into a crystal and then take a projector and image the target, the person you're, focusing on. Steve does all that. He has a show tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He gets into all of the techniques, and he actually does it on the air and does healings on the air.
Mm.
So he can send you some energy tomorrow if you listen to
him. Yeah?
Tomorrow.
What time?
3 o'clock.
I'm on at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 3 o'clock Pacific Time.
Yeah.
It's
called the Steve
Barrett
Healing Hour. Excuse me?
Don Newsom, is that who you are?
No, Don Newsom runs BBS Radio. He's my partner in the radio station.
What is his name?
Huh?
Your partner on the radio station? I didn't get it, who it was.
Oh,
that's
Steve
Don
Barrett.
Newsom and Doug Newsom.
Newsom,
N-E-W-S-O-N. The three of us own BBS Radio.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll stay tuned tomorrow for the healing.
We put on the air and made him a superstar.
Yeah.
He's got a big show. He came on. At first, I brought him on a guest of my show.
he was so damn bashful, he wouldn't even come on as a guest. So I had a couple of mafia hitmen put a gun to his head back there in Rochester where he lives. They gave him a little visit one night. And he promised that if we didn't shoot his mother, they wouldn't shoot his mother and his and a couple of his friends, he'd come on the air.
Oh,
wow. So he came on the air, and he had fun. And
yes,
pretty soon he says, "Hey, Fred, screw you. I want my own show now. I'm not going to build your show anymore." So, you know, he became the sidekick, and he has his own show now. He won't even let me be the sidekick on his show. He wants to do the whole thing himself.
You can be the sidekick on my show.
I love it.
I go to CBS Radio. We're a bunch of whack jobs over here. Yeah, we are crazy. We have a lot of fun. It's like a family. But we're one of the largest internet, you know, radio groups in the world. We're in 179 countries, last time I looked.
Yeah. Oh.
It's fabulous.
Oh, good. Well, then my family can listen to you in Europe.
Yeah, the Pope likes Steve a lot.
That's great. Wow.
Sometimes the Pope calls in, you know. Yeah. Sometimes we have to do a healing on the Vatican, right?
For sure.
Yeah, they write about the Vatican and the Atlantean conspiracy.
Yeah,
and it's unbelievable.
Real interesting.
I just skimmed through it, but I want to go back and read it. It's you know, goes back to the Inquisition and how they forced people to believe certain things, and then they took their land and all that they had and tortured them, and if they didn't do their will, you know, it's. Like you say, you got to heal the Vatican because they're the biggest mafia going on.
Yeah, they have a cash flow of over $800 million a year, last time I checked.
Yeah,
that's just the cash flow through there. I don't know what their profits are, probably way beyond that.
Probably in the billions, I would think.
They're the biggest property owners in the world. They took everybody's land, you know, and so they own most of the real estate.
Oh, yeah.
So... Yeah, and all in the guise of, you know, doing the right thing and out of fear, you know, of going to hell, you know, if you don't do what they tell you, you know.
What about the Mormons?
Oh, Mormons, yeah, all the different religions. They're all the same.
The Mormons say, of course, that gambling is a sin, but they own half of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And they say
they supported Howard Hughes when he owned the Desert Inn. They worked there. They ran the Desert Inn for him. That's funny.
And they say it's a sin to drink soda pop, and they own all the supermarkets.
Yeah.
So they're selling all the soda pop that they say they can't drink. They don't care if anybody else is sinning as long as they make billions of dollars off it.
Oh yeah, they do really good. I think they do great.
That's a really good one right there. But did Elizabeth tell you she was an actress too?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, were you ever with David Carradine in a movie?
No, I wasn't. But I met Dr. Bell. I met you at Whole Life Expo. There, and I did have a chance to talk to you there briefly, so I was blessed to have met you, and that's special.
Which one? Hilton up there on Century Boulevard?
In Pasadena.
Oh, okay, back in those days, the Health Federation.
Years ago.
Oh, at the Convention Center.
That's right.
I did so many shows there. What kind of acting did you do anyway, or do you do?
Well, I'm in the union, in the SAG union, but I worked in about 76 movies, but mostly all background. I never had the luck to get any an agent that gave me any good jobs.
Yeah, so you were like a background person or what?
Yes, I was a background person.
Did you have any speaking parts?
In 76 movies, films and TV.
Yeah. Did you ever run into Angel Tompkins over there at SAG? She was one of the directors for a while.
Like the board of directors or something? No, I haven't.
Yeah, she was a good friend of mine. I don't know. I haven't talked to her in a while. We did. Mm. I used to do movies with her back in the 70s when she was really young.
Yeah?
We were all young in those days. She became one of the board. She hated SAG. She attacked them and became a director. Because they wouldn't. They were too weird giving out those SAG cards. You know, you had to do them. You had to have been in a movie to get one, but you had to have one to get in the movie. Now, where does that? Yeah. How does that work? That's what.
Right. It's very complicated. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What movie were you in? I mean, what was the name of the movie you were in?
Oh God, I've got them here actually.
Oh my.
I'm trying to remember. They were all crappy movies, but we had fun. I've got pictures on my website. I think on BBS Radio website of myself and her together.
I know Mitch Ryan. He's with the SAG Foundation. He's the president of the SAG Foundation. But the way I know him, I used to belong to the Gurdjieff Foundation. And he was also a member there. So that's how I came to meet him. But I don't know. You know, life is strange. You know, some people just. I have that direct line in there. They get up there in the top. They go to the A line, and they make it. Others don't. You know, when you're young, you don't. You're naive. You don't know what to do. You don't know what's right and who to talk to and how to get there. Find
Listen,
the right way.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, honey. It's already 9:55. So.
We ran out of time. What happened there? I'm glad you're watching
just,
the time.
It flew by.
Yeah.
I had no idea I was going to talk to you this long. I thought it was going to be like a 3-minute call. That's great. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Dr. Bell, and your friend.
Steve.
Can't hear very clearly over the cell phone, but I'll find it online. So, good luck with your work and. Best of luck.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Steve, I was going to say real quick, we're doing those 50 copies of that leather-bound book, like you want one of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those, by the way, they're expensive, but they'll be worth thousands of dollars. You know, anytime this has happened, every time I did it on 3 books now. This is my 3rd book, and it's high-end stuff. You know, it's not what I do, but people seem to like it, and they become valuable.
Well, I think it's a great thing that you're doing because there's so much information in these books.
Yeah.
I think getting
the drawings in color, the one you're going to get, it's got these beautiful drawings in color, 3D.
That's
got
to be great.
Oh, my God, there's like 10 of them in there.
And wow.
It's gorgeous. I mean, it's a leather-bound book. The binding, I can tell you right now, just the cover cost me $150 just for the cover.
Wow.
Before they put it all together and put the embossing on it.
Yeah.
And that's the good guy price. So there's 50 of those. They'll have a different serializing system.
Yeah.
1,000 of them for $88, and we're selling them every day now.
Right.
If you order it now, you get a low serial number.
Well, I think I'm going to take one of those, too. I think I'll take one of those. I can show it to people and then sell them right over the air.
Yeah.
Want
to
get one, yeah.
Yeah, just order it at Paradigm.com. It's in the store right now, or call 1-800-729-2603.
729-FREE?
Yes, 1-800-729-2603.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing you again in the future. When's your next time that you'll be in a conference or a seminar?
Probably in February at the Hilton, early first weekend in February with the Conscious Living Expo, I think it's called. Steve will be there. I'll be there. He'll fly out.
Yes.
He'll come out on his sleigh. He rides around with Santa Claus, so.
Okay.
We're going to have to get off the air. We're going to get kicked off the air in another minute, so.
Okay.
We've been having fun. We've got my host, Steve Barish, co-host. We're Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, going in strange places like it always does. That's what's strange about this. It's normal. That's Holly Penfield on the Andromeda album. And we'll get Buddy on afterwards. Those of you on Ustream, we will do a quickie with Buddy to see if he'll sing tonight. Otherwise, we're not going to have him sing. And I've got my chat room going here on the Ustream. Finally figured out how to do it. Don't give up. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science Energy Show. Until tomorrow night, catch Steve Barish at 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock Pacific. Same station, same channel. And that was the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Steve. Talk to you tomorrow, man.
Take care, buddy.
All right.